Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Audio Jungle.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on the ACE Network. Now, on to today's show.
Keep it lively and authentic. I am Alex Cardinale, and I am the ACE that runs this place. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Hope all of you, my listeners, have a good Christmas spirit and season, and of course, a great Christmas this Sunday. In honor of Christmas, I decided to give you a special Christmas present, and that is our very first guest here on ACE Network. He will be our first guest of many guests to come on ACE Network. I am very excited that we have a guest on the show tonight. My guest tonight is somebody who has followed my podcast and has been a friend of mine for over 3 years now. He hosts his very own show here on Blog Talk Radio called Food Fun Nation, a very, very good cooking show. And I've been listening to that Food Fun Nation show for a long time, and I know that he puts a lot of effort into it, and it's a great show. Now, my guest comes to us from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, and he is Chef Sean Gault. Sean and I are going to have a fun chat, and then we will exchange a few Christmas recipes, and then we'll hear two songs from Jeremy of Blossom City Radio and the featured musician of tonight, which is Bollinger. And it'll be our intermission. So we have a long agenda for a 30 to 45 minute show. So let's get started. Action packed. This is going to be a good show. Chef Sean, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello, hello, hello. Merry Christmas to all your listeners and everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I guess I got to throw that in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, you're right. A new year is coming really soon. This year flew by, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm quick, eh? It's like a blink of an eye.
I know. Merry Christmas, Sean.
Merry Christmas. I've been called many things, Alex, but never a present to somebody.
That's awesome.
I'll just leave it at that.
So what are you doing this Christmas, and what are you making?
Well, we're doing the traditional shindig here at my house. Just Tech Rob, my best buddy from Food Fun Nation, and I've known him for a gazillion years now, since the time I went to college the first time. That's a whole story we'll get into. But, yeah, I'm having him over, having Jill's dad over. It's a small little gathering, but it's enough with us, and we're doing the traditional turkey stuffing, potatoes, turnip. I'll tell you quickly my grandmother's recipe. You take turnip, you boil it, you mash it. This is a bonus recipe because I just thought of it. You mash it, you add brown sugar to it with a lot of butter and salt and pepper. It's amazing. That's our favorite side dish. Do you eat turnip there?
That's awesome. I'm making a Mountain Dew glazed ham, meatballs, and sausage stuffing with all my desserts.
Right on. You reminded me. We're also doing a little bit of glazed ham anyway. A little bit of glazed ham, and then a few Christmas desserts after. And I've seen you got a lot of Christmas desserts on the go.
Yeah, I'm making a whole bunch of cookies, a homemade red velvet cake, and all that good stuff.
See, I enjoy the non-baking baking recipes, if you know what I mean. And
yeah.
I'm not much of a baker myself. The quicker, the better with me. I don't mind doing it as long as it's a quick recipe. And I got a few for your listeners down the road there coming.
That's awesome. So I know that we met in 2013, but I can't exactly remember how we met. Do you remember by any chance?
I started listening to your show. I stumbled upon Blog Talk Radio, and I found you and on doing your show, what was it, Chef Alex cooking show. And then I started talking to you in the chat room, I believe, is how that came about.
Yeah.
And then we became friends after that, and here we are.
That's awesome. I enjoy our friendship.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. It's like I tell everybody, it's I've never met you in person, and we live so, it seems like worlds apart, but we get each other, right? And that's all that friendship's about.
Yes, that's true. I agree with you.
Yep.
Now, did you go to culinary school to become a chef?
Yeah, I'll give you the rundown. In grade 10, I started doing the whole dishwasher thing. My mom got me a job because she worked at the small motel. And they opened up a kitchen, and I was a dishwasher for a year. I did that, which is good because you learn how to get quick as a dishwasher, that's for sure. So I did that, and then I graduated high school, and then I took culinary management. It's a two-year college diploma course here. And I took that, graduated that. While I went to college, I won it was called the Mariel Jenkins Culinary Award of Excellence. I got to win that. And then I also did I was in a culinary food show that was done by the Chefs Association in town. I won a bronze medal for that. And then, I'm not sure if you want me to continue. I can give you my whole resume pretty much if you want to know, so your listeners understand me a bit more. Do you want me to keep going?
Sure, if you feel like it, if you want to.
Yeah, just to give everybody a rundown, just so they know who I am, right? So, I did that and then got my diploma. And then I was all offered an apprenticeship at the Royal York in Toronto because I did a two-week college placement in Toronto. And millions and millions of people in Toronto. It's a big city in Canada. And it was amazing, amazing hotel. But the hustle and bustle of it got to me, and I couldn't handle it being busy at work and getting on the street and being pushed around on the street trying to get home. You know what I mean? When it gets busy out on the sidewalks and stuff, it's way too much. So I didn't accept that. I worked at a roadhouse for 2 years. I worked at a cafe for about a year's time. And I did dishwashing. I was cooking. I was a janitor, I believe. I was baking. I was doing it all there at the cafe. I was barista. I made people their fancy coffee drinks. I did that. And then I had a four-year apprenticeship. I did a 6,000-hour four-year apprenticeship at the at George Ristorante. It's a fine dining Italian restaurant in town. It's a top 100 places to eat in Canada. I was there for 4 years. Only 6,000-hour apprenticeships, only 2 years if you work it out to 80-hour work week. But I did 4 years, worked for a chef that I was friends with after that, at another hotel for a few years after that, and then after I was done all that in my industry cooking, I started Food Fun Nation and invited my best friend along for the ride, and we're doing our thing on there, and you can go to www.foodfunnation.com, and that's where we are there, and go on Facebook, we're there, Food Fun Nation, find us. It's just basically we like to do basic, easy recipes, tried and tested by me 90% of the time, and we throw it out there so everybody can enjoy. I do videos on there, basically anything that involves food fun, as you know, and that you're all caught up.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you had one hell of a great career. Congratulations on working in a fine dining restaurant.
Yeah, for 4 years, it was amazing. I basically made fresh pasta out of a pasta machine, just using eggs, semolina flour, and water twice a week. I made pounds and pounds and pounds of that. And, yeah, I learned a lot, a lot. I really thank my chef, my mentor from there.
Awesome. So what do you like most about cooking?
Well, now, back then, it was just the passion of it and the learning. The learning, that's the most I like about it. I love learning. I never stop learning. And I like to learn something every day about cooking, if not every second day, whatever, on TV, on internet, on people's shows, on blog talk radio shows like yours, whatever. I'm never stop learning. I'm never too good. I don't know it all. Just because I'm a certified Red Seal chef doesn't mean I know it all. My learning never stops. That's what I love about cooking.
So what are some of your favorite things to cook?
Some of my top go-to, you can't go wrong with a lasagna, right? I love lasagna. The more cheese, the merrier on that. I enjoy, because I worked at the fine dining Italian restaurant, I enjoy doing pollo milanese, which is a breaded chicken cutlet with you bread it with some panko breadcrumbs and Parmesan cheese, grated Parmesan. Yeah, very good. Simple things I pretty much go for. The simpler, the better. It doesn't have to be fancy schmancy to make me happy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I actually love Milanese. It's a very, very good dish.
And so simple. Like that flour, egg yolks, and then your breadcrumb Parmesan mixture. Fry it. Done. You got pollo Milanese. If you want, you could do a little brown butter lemon sauce on top. Just brown your butter and squeeze fresh lemon on it and pour that on top. Amazing. So good and so simple.
That's what I do. I actually, if you read my Facebook post, I make it a lot. I make it pretty often.
Right on. Is that how you do yours too?
Yeah, I actually bread it and I use like a Francaise sauce to put on top of it.
Do you there's another type I've seen where you take egg yolks and you mix your Parmesan cheese right into your egg yolks and you make almost like a Parmesan egg batter and you dip it in the flour and your chicken in the flour and then you dip it in the egg Parmesan batter and fry it. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, I did that before. It came out nice, actually.
Amazing. I that's another great one. If you don't mind the whole eggy batter thing, but I think Parm cheese makes everything better.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're Italian. Parm cheese is awesome.
Yeah, and I'm part Italian, so I hear you.
That's good. So what's your favorite Christmas comfort food?
Everything going back to what Mom cooked, what Grandma cooked, and it was eclectic. It wasn't really a traditional Italian or Scottish or like nothing like that. It was more comfort food, I guess. Comfort food I always go back to. And like I said, the easy baking recipes I got are not, or I call them baking, non-baking recipes, because some recipes you don't even bake. You just put together. And she did a lot of that. And another recipe I'm sharing with you and your listeners is a great recipe. It's called, I just want to say the name right. Give me a sec. It's a Christmas morning casserole. It's amazing. My grandmother made that every year growing up when we, Christmas Day, you know, before the big turkey dinner, but you got to eat breakfast. You got to have some sort of energy to get you through to the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock dinner, right? It's amazing. I love it. It's so another simple recipe. So I always go back to the things Mom did and Grandma. How about you?
That's true. I do the same. My great-grandmother used to make Italian cookies, and they're very, very good. So nowadays, we try to replicate her Italian cookies, and my grandmother makes some nice chocolate chip cookies, and my mom makes lasagna and sausage stuffing that she learned from her her grandmother and stuff. So we also
nice.
Have a family tradition of continuing the family recipes.
See, isn't that great? Generation to generation passed down, and each generation will put their own little spin on it, probably, which is fine. Whatever makes them happy, right?
That's true. One of my favorite foods this time of year is Christmas cookies. I love cookies.
My Nan's shortbread, so simple. It has butter, flour, icing sugar, and I believe that's it. Maybe vanilla. And that's it. That's all that's in the shortbread cookies. And you whip them up and bake them on a low temperature for a certain amount of time. I don't know if I'll have time to give it to you later or not. If not, I could always do it on another show if I ever make it back on. But, yeah, it's so simple, eh? Some stuff is so simple and so good.
That sounds good. Definitely we'll have you on again. I enjoy chatting with people that I know and are friends with me.
Mm-hmm.
So my final question before we take our intermission, and then it'll be recipe time, is do you have a favorite sports team?
New York Giants. I started watching them when I was about in grade five or six. And I, for some reason, you know what originally got me into them? I'm a big wrestling fan, as you know, as you are. If you go back and watch one of the WrestleManias, it'll have Lawrence Taylor, which is one of the old Giants guys, legend, against Bam Bam Bigelow. Have you heard of Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yes.
That's how I got into knowing who the Giants even were.
Well, since you brought the topic of professional wrestling, I have a couple of wrestling questions that just popped in my head. What do you think of WWE ending Undertaker's streak?
I'm all for it. I was never a great, huge Undertaker fan. That's Tech Rob. You know what? Vince did it for a reason, and I respect Vince. Vince is a brilliant businessman. So in the business sense, he did it for his reasons, whatever that is. A lot of people are still trying to figure that out, eh? But personally, I'm okay with it. I think it's fine. I was kind of shocked they did it, but I think that's why they did it, right?
I agree. And I think Undertaker actually wanted a streak to end to Lesnar cut their friends in real life.
The only thing I'll have to throw in here that I didn't like about it was the fact that they didn't give it to a younger guy. Does that make any sense?
I agree.
A passing of the torch sort of thing? Like Bray Wyatt or anybody. Anybody with talent, they have a lot of talent in WWE, or they wouldn't be wrestling in the WWE, correct? There's a lot of great young talent.
Braun Strowman would have been a perfect guy to break the streak.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Oh, 100%. He's a monster of a guy. Kicking butt. Taking names.
Know.
He'll be champion
in
no time.
I'm glad to see him on Raw. Yeah, I think so, too. My final question for you for wrestling is, what do you think of Sting and Goldberg's run in WWE?
About what? Sorry.
Sting and Goldberg's run in WWE.
I think it's awesome. It's just too bad Sting got hurt by Seth Rollins. So, because I would have liked to have seen a good final match, and I would have loved to see, like everybody else, The Undertaker versus Sting. That would have been awesome. Who knows if that'll ever happen, if he'll ever be medically clear to do so. But Goldberg, it's nice to see him back. Why not? Hey, it'll put butts in seats.
I agree.
Sell tickets. Sell merchandise. It's good for everybody. What do you think? I want your opinion now. I'm going to throw it back to you. Was this year better in wrestling or last year?
I actually like Sting and Goldberg, but it's a shame that Sting got injured. I hope that we get to see one more match from Sting. He put off surgery so that he can have his match with Undertaker, and hopefully it happens. And I actually love Goldberg's return. I said he was just going to have one more match, but it looks like he's staying in for the long run.
Yeah. What do you think, this year was better for wrestling or last year?
It's hard to say. I probably would say this year because of the draft, the brand split, and now SmackDown Live is seen as a bigger show now.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. I totally agree with that. 100%.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick intermission. And during this intermission, I have a very special two songs from a very special artist. Jeremy Stellhorn of Blossom City Radio has provided us with great music. And we're going to be blessed to hear from her awesome songs. I listened to them as soon as Jeremy sent them, and I liked them. After our quick music break, Chef Sean and I are going to exchange recipes, and there are going to be four recipes for all you listeners to take away from the show and can use them. Please make sure to donate to the Toys for Tots Foundation so those kids who are less fortunate can have a Merry Christmas. We're back with more and the recipes right after this, so don't go anywhere, folks. Jeremy Stellhorn of Blossom City Radio has provided this intermission with a phenomenal up-and-coming artist. Broniger has two songs for us. Now, I listened to all the music that Jeremy sent us, and I picked the two best ones. I'm honored to have some of Broniger's songs on today's show. She has some wonderful music, and I think you guys are going to enjoy hearing her songs. Please check out Broniger on Facebook, and I think you're going to like all the music that she has. Good job, Broniger. You have some fantastic music, and I can't wait to play more of your songs right here on Ace Network. Also, check out jeremystellhorn.com/podbean, and like Blossom City Radio on Facebook.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said
get our kinks worked out. Let's get the fire burned out. Oh, yeah, that I love you. It's like meeting someone for the first time. And then it's so nice to meet you. Until you find they got a lot of baggage, just like me and you. After all, that's what it's all about. Bet you're taking smiling a lot. Let's have some fun until the right one comes along. Singing a song, saying, I love you. So one, two, three, four, hello, you take. Knock on my door, come right on in. Pull up a chair, let's be friends. And when the night comes, lay down with me. But bring me no negativity. Hold me close, hold me tight, and say I love you. You call me a jerk, I try to make things work. Then I try to compromise our work, get tangled up. Next thing we say is that I hate you. But never mind, just put it behind. Cause after all, it's just a part of us who wants attention. And at the end of the day, we'll both say we have our redemption. Go one, two, three, four. Hello, you say. Knock at my door. Come right on in. Pull up a chair. Let's be friends. And when the night comes, lay down with me. But bring me no negativity. Hold me close, hold me tight, and say I love you.
Welcome back to this fun episode of Ace Network. I have a very special guest on the show tonight, and so far we are having a blast. Let's bring Sean back on the show. Right now we're going to exchange a recipe for Christmas appetizers or a snack, Christmas entree or side dish, and a Christmas dessert. You, the listeners, will be the ultimate winners as you get four recipes. So you can pick two or all four, up to you. Chef Sean, since you're the guest, I will have you go first. What is your appetizer or snack?
Well, I'm going to go with, okay, and let everybody know we're going into overtime. I'm just going to throw that out, I think.
Yes, yes.
Just so everybody knows, I'm going to go with a breakfast instead of an app. I'm going to go with my Christmas morning casserole because my grandmother did it, and you guys will appreciate it. And it's something you could throw together the night before, which makes it even better. You just get up, throw it in the oven in the morning. So 16 slices of bread with crust removed, half a pound of shaved baked ham, deli style, 1 cup of sharp cheddar cheese grated, half a cup of chopped onion, half a cup of chopped green pepper. You don't like any of those things, you can keep them out too. Just throwing that out there. It's very forgiving, this recipe. 6 eggs, 3 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of dry mustard. If you don't have dry mustard, go ahead. use the other mustard, pepper and onion powder to taste. The topping, 1 cup of crushed cornflakes or breadcrumbs. I like the cornflake add to it since it's breakfast and all, and the crunch from it amazing. 1/4 cup of melted butter. Coat bottom of a 9 by 13 inch baking dish with non-stick cooking spray. Layer 8 slices of bread to cover the bottom of the dish, making sure to fill the gaps. Cover bread. Layer with ham and then cheese and then onion and then green pepper. Top layer of remaining bread slices. Beat eggs with milk, dry mustard, Worcestershire sauce, and seasonings. Pour slowly over the casserole. Cover dish with plastic wrap and store overnight in refrigerator. It's even better if you let it soak in till the next day. Before baking, sprinkle the crushed cornflakes or breadcrumbs, then drizzle melted butter over top. Bake uncovered, 350 degrees for 1 hour. Let stand 10 minutes before serving. And that's that. Amazing.
It sounds delicious. I think I'm going to go ahead and try it on Christmas morning because it sounds good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, you can get it done the night before and just throw it in when you wake up in the morning. It's even, it makes it even more perfect.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be awesome. So, for me, I actually have a Christmas snack, but it could also be turned into an appetizer if you like sweet things as an appetizer. But mine is a s'mores dip because I actually like dips and I love sweet things. I have a sweet tooth, and one of my biggest favorite things is a s'more. So for my s'mores dip, you're going to need graham crackers. You're going to need 8 ounces of cream cheese. So that's basically one package of Philadelphia cream cheese or your favorite kind of cream cheese. A cup of powdered sugar, chocolate chips, and one jar of marshmallow fluff. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to cream cheese with powdered sugar, and then you're going to add your marshmallow fluff, and you're going to fold in your chocolate chips. Place the dip in a bowl and put graham crackers around the bowl in a circular pattern. That way your guests can simply pick up a graham cracker and dip it into the s'mores dip. And then if you're not a sweet tooth lover, I have a very simple appetizer for you, and it's a cheese and cracker plate. Now, I really recommend using Italian herb and cheese flatbread pita chips or crackers, and they're from Keebler, which is a very good cracker company. You're also going to want to use some high-quality cheese. You can consider using sharp or non-sharp cheddar cheese, Munster cheese, and some of the other fine cheeses that are out there. And then, of course, you can have salami, pepperoni, smoked sausage, etc. Your guests are going to appreciate that as an appetizer. So what do you think of those two, Chef?
Sounds really good. You can't go wrong with a dip, like you said. I'm not sure if that would even make it. You said your guests would love dipping their graham cracker in. I don't even know if it would get to the guests in my house. I'd end up eating it
first.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about my house either. It'll be gone.
And the second one sounds, anything with pepperoni, you already had me. I'm in. I'm good. It sounds great.
Awesome. So it's time for our entree or side dish. So what do you have for us, Chef John?
Well, here's the thing. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do the side dish just for the fact that I really want to share these. It's a couple desserts, Christmas desserts. I wanted to do it. They're too quick, really. The reason I want to do this instead of a side dish is because these are really quick. But I can give you an appetizer idea. Was that okay?
Sure, that works.
Okay. Well, a great quick appetizer idea that I've done is you get mushroom caps. You got to be a mushroom cap lover, that is, of course. You take out the stems of the mushroom caps. You pre-cook your stuffing, your Italian sausage stuffing that you said you're making, Alex. Would be amazing in this. You stuff your mushroom caps with it, with your cooked stuffing in the mushroom cap, and you turn your oven on for at about 375, 400. you drizzle some garlic butter on top of those puppies and you throw them in the oven for about 25 minutes and you take those out, and that's an amazing appetizer. Amazing.
That actually sounds very delicious. I think I'm going to try that as well.
It is, for sure. You got to, and since you're going to just make a little extra of your stuffing that you're going to make anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Give that a go. And then I got my, I have to share my Nan's peanut butter ball recipe. Like I said, this is my non-baking baking recipe. You guys got to do this. If you're a peanut butter fan, you're going to love these. Peanut butter balls. It can be more simple. 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of peanut butter. Use creamy or chunky. I do the creamy. 2.5 cups of icing sugar, 2 cups of Rice Krispies. And you mix it all together. You dip your peanut butter ball in some icing. Not the icing that you put in the recipe, but on the side, a little more extra icing. You roll it in that, and then you roll it in coconut, and you put them in the fridge. I call that Christmas crack. You can, like, nonstop eat those. They're so good. It's Christmas crack. And another quick one I got.
Sound good.
It's amazing. My mom used to make these, and this is another quick, easy go-to. Your listeners are going to go nuts over these if they give them a go. Chocolate chow mein, yes, I said chow mein, cluster recipe. Your ingredients, 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup of butterscotch chips, 1/2 cup of chow mein noodles, the already pre-cooked crispy chow mein noodles, and 1/2 cup of salted peanuts. And here's another non-baking recipe. In your microwave, melt chocolate and butterscotch chips. Stir until smooth. Stir in chow mein noodles and peanuts until well coated. You drop by rounded tablespoons onto wax paper lined baking sheet. Refrigerate for 2 hours. It gives you that sweet, salty, peanut butter, crunchy, a whole bunch of things going on there. If you like the sweet and salty thing, Alex, and the crispy texture of the crispy chow mein noodles, amazing. Easy enough to do, is it not?
It sounds simple and actually sounds delicious.
It's amazing. Those are my recipes. I hope all your listeners enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, I actually have a couple more recipes to give, and first is a entree or a side dish, and it actually is my personal meatball recipe because I'm making meatballs this Christmas. And it starts off with 1 pound of ground beef, 1 pound of ground pork, 1 cup of breadcrumbs, more if needed, 2 eggs, a diced onion, a diced green pepper, some fresh garlic, probably a clove or two, depending on how much you like garlic,
a bag
of mozzarella cheese. Go ahead.
No, you said 1 or 2, and I said 6. Close the garlic.
So after the mozzarella cheese, you will need a cup or so of Parmesan cheese, and basically that's it. You could also add any more seasonings if you're a seasonings person. Sometimes I'll add Italian seasoning like parsley and oregano and stuff. And then you just basically combine everything. If it is too moist, you want to add a little bit more breadcrumbs. If it is too liquidy, if it's too dry, you're going to add another egg. And basically, you're going to either fry those or bake them. I prefer baking them because it's less calories and it's a lot simpler. You don't have to stand over a hot pan laboring. You can just roll them all in balls and put them right in the oven. If you're going to bake them, you want the oven to be at 375, and you want to bake them for about 40 minutes or so until they're fully cooked. And you can serve them in a tomato sauce, or you could do like a meatball stroganoff for Christmas. Very, very good. Depending on how you roll them, with this recipe, you should get about 30 meatballs. Or if you do big ones, about 15. Now, for my desserts, I actually have a couple of I have one good recipe for dessert, and that is a white chocolate peppermint pie, because white chocolate and peppermint are very common this time of year. And for this, you're going to need 8 ounces of cream cheese, a white chocolate chip bag or a bar of white chocolate. You're going to need some peppermint, so you can take some candy canes and crush them. And then you're going to simply mix your cream cheese with a cup of powdered sugar. Then you're going to melt your white chocolate and fold it in to the cream cheese mixture. And then you're going to crush up your candy canes and add them to the mixture and pour that into prepared pie crust. You can make your own using graham crackers or Oreos, or, of course, you can go to the grocery store and buy one yourself. Pour that mixture into it and decorate it with some more candy canes to put it in your fridge for at least 8 hours or overnight. It actually is better overnight. And that is the white chocolate peppermint pie. So what do you think about that, Chef?
That sounds amazing. That sounds. I like the mint going on and the crunch of the candy canes on top, a little texture. And I also, the white chocolate and the mint going together, I'm a fan. I love it. I'm in.
Yeah, it's very good. I made it one time a couple of years ago, and I fell in love, and it became a recipe keeper.
Very good.
A quick side note, if you really love peppermint, you can add some peppermint extract to the cream cheese, too.
That's a good idea.
It's very, very awesome. So, listeners, you've got some wonderful recipes to use for this Christmas. So, do you have any last words, Chef?
Just thank you for having me. It was fun. We had fun. I hope all of your listeners had fun listening to us. Like you said, they got some great recipes. Can't go wrong with that. And on a side note, go check out Food Fun Nation, foodfunnation.com. We have that for now. We're going to get rid of that because we're just going to be going right to the Blog Talk Radio Food Fun Nation eventually. But we still have the website for a few more years. And that's all I have to say. Thanks for having me, Alex. And Merry Christmas to your family. Merry Christmas to your listeners. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been an honor and a privilege having you here on the show. And definitely in the new year, I'll have you on again.
For sure. You got to throw Rob in the mix. He'll make things interesting for you.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do a three-man show, me, you, and Rob next time.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We'll make sure Rob lays off the sauce.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You'll go down in history as our first guest for the Ace Network.
My privilege to me. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning into this show. Your listening is very well appreciated. Make sure to follow Ace Network here on Blog Talk Radio by hitting the follow button under today's episode. That way you'll get reminders for all the new shows that I am putting out. With that being said, Merry Christmas, and thank you all for tuning in. Good night, everyone. Today's podcast belongs to the Ace Network, Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinelli himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and Ace Network.